Blog Talk Radio.
It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and welcome to YazzaRadio.com and another live broadcast of Moving Forward, and I'm your host, Dwayne Abernathy. Tonight is actually our last show for 2013. Tonight's going to be an exciting show, but we also looking forward to 2014. So we're going to, you know, hold on. So let me check one thing real quick on the calendar. Tuesday. Okay, yeah. So we might do a special New Year's Eve broadcast. But this is actually our last scheduled broadcast for 2013. So I just had to correct myself. I got a little ahead of myself there. Before the night starts, I would like to give a happy birthday to my mother. My mother's birthday was actually yesterday. So, Mom, happy birthday, and I love you. And your son's out here trying to work hard to make you proud of him. All right. But, so, tonight's show is going to be our show. Like I said, it's supposed to be our final show for 2013. If we do a show for New Year's Eve, it's going to be pretty much partying, having a good time. So tonight is going to be our, we're going to go through 2013 because, like I said, the whole purpose here at Yizer.com or Yizer Radio is to move our people forward. So we're going to do tonight. Of course, we're going to go through some of my favorite songs too. So we're going to be, it's going to be entertaining, but at the same time, it's going to be thought-provoking information I'm going to give to you tonight. So what we're going to do tonight, I'm going to go through some of the top stories of 2013. I believe it's like five of them, but if I have some time, I'm going to throw some extra ones. But these five particular stories I want to discuss with our community tonight because these are things that's going on in our community to let us know, look, we need to quit the ish, okay? Because if we're going to move forward, we got to get together because the world is looking at our community right now like we are either some wild animals, you know, and we just can't get it together. So we have to get it together. So these five stories, they just stuck out with me over the year. and I just had to talk about them tonight. Okay? But, like I said, but here at Yaiser, we don't just talk about the problem. I'm going to give some suggestions or some solutions to some of these problems. I mean, and like I said, it doesn't start overnight, but we're going to start tonight. So when I talk about it tonight, I'm going to put it out there tonight. It starts tonight, okay? Also, I'm going to go over six of my top five songs of 2013. Not what Billboard said, not what your local radio station says, but what my favorite songs are. Some of these songs, you're like, really, Dwayne? But hey, I travel a lot. I listen to a lot of music because I love music. My background, of course, was in the music business. And I'm always going to love it. That's always going to be my first love is music. So I'm going to play some of my top songs that I, you know, love from 2013. And I was rolling down the highway, bumping my music. Oh, also, XM Radio, best investment ever. I love me some XM Radio. But also tonight, I'm also going to go over and tell you guys about some other of the top five talk radio hosts in our community. You know, these aren't the only ones out there, but these are ones they inspire me. Not that they can inspire you, because at this point in our community, we have no excuse to not get the information because everything's on the internet now. So if you live in Pittsburgh, but there's a talk radio show that's in Chicago, you can go online to listen to that talk show. If you live out in Los Angeles, but there's a talk radio show that's in, let's see, Atlanta, you can go online to listen to the Atlanta show, because at this point, there's no reason why that we're not getting the information that we need to build our community. Okay? Well, this is your man, Dwayne, and you're listening to YaiserRadio.com, and this is Moving Forward. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back in a second. Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
I like to introduce myself. My name is. Be crazy on the phone saying I love her, but in the bathroom there's another, hoping I'll stay undiscovered like I'm undercover brother. I'll be acting like I just met her, taking how I used to kick my game when it set her. Well, I must be crazy, now I can't forget. Did you wrong forever? Deal with the facts that did you wrong forever? Deal with the facts that could've loved you better. Yeah, cause I was on here living reckless. Girls in order like a checklist. Kept a Cuban up for breakfast, but none lived up to her complexion. My appetite was so insatiable.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and I'm back, ready to get into tonight's show. Like I said, tonight, end of 2013, a lot of things happened this year. Before we get into, like, these top five stories that I want to talk about, that they should be wake-up calls for our community. We got to get it together, man. We really got to get our ish together, because we're just losing. No, we've already lost it, but I don't think I haven't given up on this, and I believe that we can pull this thing in, okay? One thing, God bless, one thing that happened the first of this year, President Obama was sworn in for his second term. A lot of people have heard me talk about President Obama. Much respect. I'm glad that we finally have a black president, but as you can see, getting a black president was not enough for our community. Matter of fact, I think it might have did a little bit more damage than we expected it to happen. But what we have to do, we got to continue to move forward. We have to support President Obama, but at the same time, it takes more than a black president to help our community. So we have to some kind of way. This is what we have to do. Just like myself. I decided to stop talking about what needs to be done, and I started doing it. That's one of the reasons why I started Yizer, okay? And if you're in the Atlanta area or Indianapolis, Indiana, and you want to learn how to get into the security camera business, contact me. Log on to 14generations.com. It's the number 14 in the word generations, and contact me. I want to teach the next generation of technology, well, technicians in our community. But I'm only going to deal with the serious ones. You know, if you're serious, then give me a call. And when I'm talking about serious and learning a trade, okay? And but anyway, we're moving on. I was talking about President Obama. One thing that I noticed since President Obama has been president, he's the most disrespected president I've ever seen in my life on this earth. But at the same time, I believe his cabinet and the people that he chose around him also set him up for a lot of the disrespect that he gets. Like, say, for instance, this healthcare plan, this website. Every time I hear it get on the news, they talk about how this healthcare website does not work. It just boils my blood, because you can have social networks, hundreds and thousands of people, they hit their sites on a daily basis, and they don't crash. And I'm thinking to myself, like, who does our president have working around him that has him looking the way that he's looking? That's the type of stuff that lets me know that it takes more than a black president for us to get our stuff together. Okay, but we're going to talk about that later. Tonight's not a political night. Tonight, we're going to go through some of these five stories that I'll tell you about. So this first story is... It's a blatant slap in the face, showing not only people in our community, but even, I would say, the less fortunate, the people who aren't rich in this country, that there's definitely a double standard for the justice system. When they say justice is blind, she's only blind for the rich, I believe. I'm not even rich, I would say wealthy. So we'll get into our first story. It has to do with the 16-year-old kid down in Texas that actually... Well, you know what? Let me play the clip first, and then I'll get more into it. All right, this is your man, Dwayne. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Wrong clip. Into the right clip, people.
Ever heard of it? Well, let me tell you what it is. If you're an entitled kid and your wealthy family never taught you right from wrong, you have... influenza. This affliction actually was used to defend a 16-year-old boy in court. His name is Ethan Couch. The Texas teenager was drunk out of his mind when he plowed into four people, killing them. The victim's families thought the court would throw the book at him, but Couch got probation.
For 25 weeks, I've been going through a healing process. So when the verdict came out, I mean, my immediate reaction is I'm back to week one. Okay, we have accomplished nothing here. This my healing process is out the window.
CNN's Alina Machado is here to tell us more. This is really a sad story. Sad and outrageous. And Carol, this sentence has been incredibly difficult for these families who are still grieving the loss of their loved ones. They wanted Ethan Couch to spend time in prison. And now that sentence, as well as this talk about affluenza, has some calling for justice.
There is growing outrage following the lenient sentence handed down to a wealthy teen involved in a deadly car wreck. Ethan Couch admitted to drinking alcohol the night his speeding truck caused a chain reaction crash that killed four people and severely injured two others in Tarrant County, Texas. His sentence, 10 years of probation, not the 20 years of prison prosecutors asked for. The victim's loved ones were stunned.
He'll be feeling the hand of God. Definitely. He may think he's gotten away with something, but he hasn't gotten away with anything.
The wounds that it opened only makes the healing process much greater and much more difficult.
Eric Boyles lost his wife and daughter that night in June.
We had over 180 years of life taken. Future life, not 180 years lived, but 180 years of future life taken. And two of those were my wife and daughter.
Holly and Shelby Boyles were helping Brianna Mitchell, a 24-year-old whose car had a flat tire. Brian Jennings, a youth pastor, also stopped to help when Couch's vehicle slammed into them. All four were killed.
Sir, how many people are injured, you know?
One, two, three.
Multiple.
I don't even know how many.
Oh,
yeah.
3 hours after the crash, Couch's blood alcohol level was 0.24, three times the legal limit in Texas. A psychologist testifying for the defense reportedly called Couch a product of, quote, affluenza, saying he was brought up to spend money instead of saying sorry if he hurt someone, and that he never learned that sometimes you don't get your way. The judge opted for probation and therapy over prison time.
Taking him away from his family and teaching him to be a responsible citizen, that's a consequence.
But for the families of the victims, that's simply not enough.
Money always seems to keep Ethan out of trouble. This was one time I did ask the court that for justice and that for money not to prevail. And ultimately today I felt like money did prevail.
I'm really struggling to understand this. He's 16 years old, so he is just a kid. And maybe I'm sure the judge factored that into his decision. He's going to be kept away from his family. Where will he go?
Well, Windsor. What the hell? Influenza. I had to look this up because when this story broke, I was like, that little boy is going to bury him under the prison. And then when this judge made this decision to give this kid, what, was it 20 years, 10 years? I don't give a damn how many years, but probation is said because of influenza. Let me spell this word, because this is a word that somebody done pulled out they, you know the rest, right? And just like, yo, we're going to put this on the books. It's A-F-F-L-U-E-N-Z-A. Influenza. And it has a definition. Yes, people, It comes with a definition. Psychological malice supposedly affecting wealthy young people. Symptoms of which include a lack of motivation, feelings of guilt, and a sense of isolation. Okay. This kid, lack of motivation. If you guys do not know the beer that he was drunk off of was stolen from a local Walmart. Him and his buddies broke into a Walmart and stole the beer. That doesn't sound like a motivation to me. That was like a lot of motivation to steal something from a local Walmart. Okay? Oh, feelings of guilt. Let's see. This kid said that he felt guilty, and he was sorry for what he did. But where's the, what's the word, the penalty, or, you know, for your actions? It's like, what lesson is taught here? You could feel guilty, but what they're teaching was just to say you're sorry cleans up everything. No. This is crazy to me. And next, sense of isolation. Sense of isolation is if they would have locked his little ass up and put him in a 4x4 cell to think about what he did. He's been at home on house arrest, I believe, through his whole trial. Now he's going off to some posh rehab in California somewhere. This story right here didn't piss me off. It got me started with my top list of my six stories team, right? He was out partying. Affluenza, my people. Don't forget that word, because this is the thing. I might think I do it right now, but I need to come up with a word for poor people or people who don't have money. What about the kids, you know, that go and steal something, because a loaf of bread or something, because there's no food in their house or whatever, and he gets thrown in jail for 5 or 10 years for theft, you know? What about the kid? I don't condone no type of crime, none at all, but in our neighborhoods, we have young brothers and sisters sitting in prison right now for selling dope. And I know, and I'm not, anybody's out there listening to me right now, I'm not condoning selling dope, okay? But in some of those cases, a lot of those guys are selling dope to feed their families because they had no other choice, you know? But I got to move on to the next story. I wouldn't plan on putting so much energy into the story tonight, because we have four other stories to get to, and I think they're all going to piss me off once I get to start talking about them. It's like when I was putting today's show together, I'm writing this down, I'm going over footage and everything, but once it just clicked in, when I listened to that clip just now, just let me know, that is a crock of crap. Affluenza. They just made that up. The counter to that. Let me tell you the counter to that is because, hold on, let me tell you a quick story. I have friends and family who have DUIs. They didn't kill anybody or hit anybody, whatever, but they got the book thrown at them, though. I mean, for what they got pulled over for, they had to spend some money. And they got put on the books, you know. So this kid killed some people, four people at that, four, probation, because he has affluenza. People, that's what I'm talking about. This is the type of stuff that's going on right now that we got to understand. We have to get our stuff together. I don't think that there's not a rich person from our community or wealthy person in our community that would get this. Could you imagine if that was, let's just say, hey, not predicting, not saying nothing bad, but what if this was, what if President Obama's daughters and she got a DUI like this? They would have threw her in jail. She wouldn't have had no influenza because they would have said, guess what? Oh, influenza only matters if your family has been wealthy for maybe 50, 60 years. They would have, trust me, they would have found some kind of way to put a stipulation on affluenza for somebody from our community. 2013, people, this is what's going on. That's why we got to get it together. Get it together and move forward. This your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Moving Forward here on Geyser Radio. I have to go to one of my favorite songs for 2013 because that I didn't know that was going to get to me the way it did. That first clip that got me riled up. So let me get into one of my favorite songs for 2013. See you guys in a minute. This is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you listen to Moving Forward here on GeyserRadio.com. Going through my 2013 list, end of the year. 2013 been a hell of a year for us. So I'm going through five stories that went on that was related to our community, or even things that happen outside of our community, just like the first story that I talked about, the 16-year-old down in Texas. But it does affect us because it shows, you know, how the justice system work in this country. So these stories, I'm highlighting to show that we really, really, really need to continue to move forward. There's a group of us in our community that's moving forward, but we need more people to join the forward movement of our community. You would never hear that speech from me, but we come together as a people. That statement right there is so, every time I hear it, it just seems so, how can I say, cliche, I think that's what I'm trying to say. It's such a cliche statement. We are moving forward. I might be saying it wrong if y'all out there listening to me, but I'm on a rant. My blood is boiling already from the first story. But anyway, but what I'm trying to say is, there's a group of us out here that's moving forward, and we need more and more people to join the movement. We're not talking about marching no more. We're talking about being active and going to school, supporting black business, teaching our brothers and sisters, eating healthy, get more spiritual. It's not about being one religion. You know, in our community, it's not just Christians. We have Muslims, we have Hindus, we have a lot of different religions in our community. We need to work on that too. We're going to talk about that on a future show too, the separation of our community when it comes to religion. Okay, well, I have four other stories to talk about, and plus I want to tell you guys about some of the other radio shows in our community that you guys need to listen to get this information out. So before we go into our next story, let me tell you about one particular show that you guys should listen to. There's a brother out of Chicago. His name is Charles Butler. Okay? He broadcasts on the GCN network. You go to GCNlive.com. His show is every morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This brother puts out some knowledge, and, you know, you guys need to listen to Charles Butler. So this is one of the shows that I recommend for you guys to listen to get the word, get the knowledge of what's going on in our community. Okay, since we're talking about Chicago and Charles Butler, we're going to get into my next story, 2013, that shows that, look, we really need to get our ish together. And that is the violence in Chicago, okay? The thing is, Chicago isn't the problem, and Chicago isn't the only city in our country that's having a high violent issue. But they are the murder capital right now, so it's almost like the top 10 list for music, movies, or whatever. For some reason, they rank cities for murder capital. That's the dumbest rating I ever see, but hey, it is what it is. But that's the crazy thing about it. Our president, it's from Chicago. The mayor for Chicago used to work in the White House with our president. And you're going to tell me that they can't calm down the crime in Chicago? That's crazy to me. We're going into my story number four. The violence in Chicago.
The guy was walking down the street, shot him, turned around and came back and just shot him again, you know. And so it's sad.
In the blighted Roseland community, Gloria Dixon's fear prevents her from enjoying moments others take for granted.
Yes, I can't even bring my grandchildren out to my grandmother's house because we don't know if they're going to start shooting. You know, the kids can't even play.
Shootings have gotten so bad that the city awarded the nonviolence organization Ceasefire $1 million grant to pay for 40 additional workers. The interrupters, as they're called, at times physically put themselves between feuding gang members.
We was able to get in between that and talk the family down and ask them not to retaliate.
Signs like this here in Chicago sum up the turmoil that takes place on the streets. While only 187 U.S. soldiers have been killed in Iraq so far this year, a whopping 257 residents have been killed right here in Chicago. And officials from Ceasefire say that's because of two reasons.
Look at the resources that we pump into Iraq, Afghanistan. Okay, how much resources are we pumping into Roseland to help stop the violence?
Receiving inspiration from an admired civil rights leader, Bob Jackson adds that black men simply aren't leading.
Leadership has to start with the black male, the head of the household. That's what in any other culture, the male's there. To protect the family.
Jackson says reducing the number of shooting reports his office fills out starts with education.
Put the gun down. Okay, put the drugs down. Pick up a book. Pull the pants up. It's not easy out here being a black man, a black child, a black male child.
When this happens, Jackson says things will start to change. Ben Bowman, Northwestern News Network.
Did you hear that? They are killing each other. They're killing each other. We're killing each other. It ain't no they. There is no they. Every black child that gets killed is a family member from all of us. Okay? Check this out. Chicago. 500 murders. Okay? New York City, 419 murders. Detroit, 386 murders. Philadelphia, 331 murders. Los Angeles, 299 murders. Baltimore, 219 murders. Houston, 217 murders. New Orleans, 193 murders. Dallas, 154 murders. Memphis, 133 murders. Oakland, 126 murders. Phoenix, 124 murders. St. Louis, 113 murders. Kansas City, 105 murders. Indianapolis, Indiana, 101 murders. Did you guys hear those numbers? Is that close to 2,000? Is that 2,000? Let me make sure. This is what I want to, and it's not saying it's all black and brown, these murders. But I promise you, even if you take half, if you just say half, and say half of these were black and brown murders, that's still 1,000. 1,000 people. People tell me where I can find a list of, and they post it, of how many black and brown graduates from college in these cities. My people out there, these 15 cities that I just named off, let me go back to these cities. Chicago. If you live in Chicago, I need for you to send me a list of 500 college graduates, black and brown, from Chicago. Okay? Send it to, matter of fact, send it to me directly. Send it directly to Dwayne at Yizer.com. That's D-W-A-Y-N-E at YIZZOR, Yizer.com. Do that, people, because we need to counter this number here. I need a list of 500 college graduates from Chicago. New York, you stand up. New York, I need a list of 419 college graduates, black or brown, from New York City. Counter this list here, okay? Detroit, 386. Send me your list. Philadelphia, 331. Send me your list. Los Angeles, 299. Send me your list. Baltimore, 219. Send me your list. Houston, 217. Send me your list. New Orleans, 193. Send me your list. Dallas, 154. Send me your list. Memphis, 133. Send me your list. Oakland, 126. Send me your list. Phoenix, 124. Send me your list. St. Louis, 119. Send me your list. Step up, people. Step up, cities. 15 cities. Showing black and brown kids dying in the streets. The only thing we could do is do a march. The only thing we could do is do a news report, a news broadcast. Step up, people. This is no excuse. This is unacceptable. Indianapolis, my hometown, 101, send me your list. Step up, 15 cities, step up. Send your list to Dwayne, that's D-W-A-Y-N-E, at Yizer, YIZZOR.com. Counter this list. Give me something to talk about besides murders. Really? Make a list for murders? That's unacceptable, people. Y'all done pissed me off again. I'm going to my next song. You listen to Moving Forward with Dwayne Abernathy on YizerRadio.com.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And now I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translate. relation. I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes twinning only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the un-American idols. When niggas didn't pay us, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and his might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where TC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Steve-O swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raphael, or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. With my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mama. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the. Go.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881 or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on Yiza Radio. Live broadcast Sunday night, December 29th, 2013. This is our last scheduled show for 2013. But you know what? We, like I said earlier, we might do a New Year's Eve show. Depends on how I feel. You know? But anyway, tonight's show, we are going through five top stories that just hit our community pretty hard this year. But these stories are reasons why we really, really have to continue to move forward. One thing you guys will know about me and also Yiza.com is that we're not going to be talking like something that hasn't started. You know, people say we have to get started. We've already started these things in our community. It just doesn't get publicized. So part of my goal and my mission is to publicize that we are doing things positive and moving forward. Now, I just went through 15 cities that made this ridiculous murder capital list. Y'all need to get off that list. But I also have a list here. Like I said, we always going to find a counter to the negative. I have a list here of some of the top cities for our community to live in. Okay? Believe it or not, number 8 on the list is Columbus, Ohio. Okay? I went to college in Columbus, Ohio. It gets cold as hell in Columbus, but it was pretty down-home Ohio living, so I could see that. And this list is not in order. I'm just browsing through this list here. We have here Birmingham, Alabama. It comes in at number 7. African American. The city's population is nearly 75% African Americans. While race relations are a concern for residents, this city's boost of highest percentage of African Americans, homeowners. Believe it or not, 58% are black homeowners in Birmingham, Alabama. I've been to Birmingham a lot. It's a growing city. Let's see what we have here. Houston, Texas. Number 5. Quality is because of its residents' high satisfaction with quality of life. Houston used to be number 1. It fell to number 5, though. But Houston is on the list. It's so funny. I have a connection with a lot of these cities on this list because I've lived in most of these cities or have family members there and spent a lot of time with them. Wow. Nashville, Tennessee. It's ranked number 4. Its draw is because of the low cost of living. It has a low cost of living in the city. And this says only Houston and Memphis have a lower cost of living. So Nashville, on the list. Now, once again, I'm going over a list of top-ranked cities for our community. We went over the nonsense list earlier, the one that pissed me off. You know what that is, the one with the violence. But now we're talking about one where our people are having good quality of life. But I want them other 15 cities to get on this list here, okay? Dallas, Texas, number 3. It's up from number 8. Okay. I'm not a fan of Texas. Well, let me rephrase that. I like Texas. Texas got some good food. I couldn't live in Texas, though. It's just too damn big. I got to live in a... This is what's crazy about me. I have to live in a place where I could be out over the state line within 4 hours. Not saying I'm on a run or nothing. I'm just saying I couldn't live in Texas and I couldn't live in California because I can't get over the state line in 4 hours. That's another story for another day. Anyway, who else is on this list? D.C., Chocolate City, number 2. I must got a trait about myself because, like I said, half of these cities I lived in or spent a lot of time in Nashville. I spent my childhood in Nashville growing up. I used to spend my summers in Tennessee, Nashville. Got a sister live in Nashville. D.C., Virginia area, I lived there for 8 years before I moved to Atlanta. Columbus, Ohio, I went to college there. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, anyway, we're talking in the last number 1 city for our people to live in, Atlanta, Georgia, ATL. And, now, don't get me wrong, Atlanta's far from perfect.
But I've been living here for over, what, 15, 13, 13, 14 years now? And I like it. And this was a driven primarily by entrepreneur opportunities, earning potentials, and cultural activities. That's why I love Atlanta. That's why I live in Atlanta. So anyway, people, Atlanta, number one. Moving on. You're listening to Yaiza Radio. This is Moving Forward with your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I just went over some of the top cities for our community to live in. But you 15 that I shouted out, I want you guys to stand up, though. I want you guys to email me that list. I want you guys to match your murder capital, your murder rate, I guess. Or for 2014, match it. 2014, you need to match that. I'm giving you guys a challenge in those cities. And I love all those cities. I've been to every last one of those cities on that list. Okay? Moving on. 2013 list of stories. You know what? Before we do that, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be back to get into our next. We have one, two, three more stories to talk about, to discuss. We have about an hour left in the show. So I'm going to take a break. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. And you listen to Moving Forward here on YaizaRadio.com. And I'm also going through, like I said, some of my favorite songs of 2013. See you guys in a minute.
Thought you were just another Romeo, the shoe you passed by in the store window. But soon as I got home, I wish I bought you instead. I got it bad, I'll take the black, take the navy and red. No other man has ever, ever had quite this effect. I sleep alone, cause there's no room in my bed for any other lover. When no gun to my head, your kisses hold me hostage, and I don't. Ocean waves only move in digital motion, but you're so classic, I want you more than my Adidas. All the bees are getting at you, cause your honey is sweeter. I need ya, with no gun to my head, your kisses hold me hostage, and I don't wanna stop it, cause I only wanna give it to you, and I want you more than a new pair of shoes. I only wanna give it to you, and I sure do hope that you feel like I do.
I need to get high, you got it, so put your number in this camera phone, and we can live like the camera's on, no script though, these boys claiming they ball, got no grip though, my flow switch mode, it's so schizo, so I'm the one that your girl blow kiss for, you gotta love me, cold world, no snuggie, baddest girls hug me, my mind on you though, you hoping I'm the one, but I already knew though, it ain't no secret that I get around, true, but girl you make me wanna settle down with you. Get a crib with a view, lay up in the bed, make a kid, baby, too. All my ex-girlfriends don't have to get a clue, cause the rumors that you heard about is true.
I said I only wanna give it to you, and I want you more than the new pair of shoes.
I'm
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up? What's your man, Dwayne Abernathy? You listening to Moving Forward here on YazRadio.com. Our live broadcast tonight, December 29th, 2013. Pretty much tonight's topic, if you're just tuning in with me, we're going over five stories that went on this year in 2013 that was related to our community directly or indirectly. Stories should be wake-up calls to let us know that we really need to continue to get it together. See, I'm not like most people in our community and just act like that we're not doing anything. We are making moves. We send kids to college. We have good jobs in our community. We have homeowners in our community. Everybody in the black community isn't unemployed. Everybody in the black community isn't an ex-felon. You know, but even if they are ex-felon, I'm a true believer in if you did your time, paid your debt to society, you should come out with a clean slate. What I mean, you should be able to vote. You should be able to get a job. You should be able to do whatever, just like a citizen before you went to jail. That's just my own personal opinion. And if I have anything to do with that before I leave this earth, I hope that I can help change those laws. But anyway, so I'm not the one to talk about what we need to do. We're already doing it. We just need to do it more, okay? So I'm talking about these five stories that went on this year that our community needs to think about, like, wow, true slaps in the face. One of them, the first story that I talked about, number five, was the 16-year-old down in Texas that got probation for killing four people in a DUI, okay? The fourth story that I've chosen for this year was the violence in Chicago, but it's the violence in all of our cities that are highly populated with our people and our communities. Okay? This next story, number three that's on my list for 2013, is something that I know I have experienced, and I'm sure any black or brown man in this country has experienced. And I'm sure even some sisters have experienced. And that's pretty much stop and frisk. It was all in the news, stop and frisk in New York. But it's because New York made a law and got it on books. But stop and frisk has been going on forever and ever in our community. So let me play this clip on stop and frisk, and we're going to talk about that story next here on Moving Forward with your man, Dwayne Abernathy, on YazRadio.com.
The roiling debate on big city crime, a federal judge ruled this week that the stop and frisk tactics of New York City's police are unconstitutional, drawing a stiff rebuke from Mayor Bloomberg, qualified support from the Democrats out to replace him. So is it smart crime fighting or racial profiling? Our roundtable set to weigh in on that. First, ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas sat down with New York Police Chief Ray Kelly.
For critics, it's images like this that fuel the resentment over the NYPD's policy of stop and frisk. To some blacks and Latinos, it's naked racial profiling, with them as the targets of an occupying force.
I remember them banging my head into this.
Is it fair, some minorities ask, that African Americans and Hispanics make up 52% of the city's population, but black and Latino males represent 84% of those stopped.
NYPD, keep your hands off me.
But to the police and mayor, stop and frisk, enforced by a racially diverse department, is a highly effective crime-fighting tool.
We have to give the members of our police department the tool they need to do their jobs without being micromanaged and second-guessed.
When we met with Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, he flatly rejected a federal judge's conclusion that his tactics violate the Constitution.
Now, the critics call it racial profiling. The judge called what you do, stop and frisk, unconstitutional. Why is it not racial profiling?
Well, you have to apply a formula of sorts. Do the stops comport with the description given by the victims of perpetrators of violent crime? And our stops certainly do. 97% of the shooting victims in New York City are black or Latino, as is the identified perpetrators of these crimes.
The issue for some of the people, the thousands who are stopped, is that if they've committed no crime, you find no weapon, then it's creating a sense of resentment. As an African-American male, I know I've been pulled over a couple times, you know, for reasons I couldn't understand. And afterward, I sort of felt a little violated, a little frustrated. Can you see where the people are coming from
Absolutely.
In terms of why they're frustrated?
Absolutely. Understandable. Nobody wants to be stopped. We have engaged in a major training evolution for several years focusing on these issues to do these stops with courtesy, do them with respect.
Stop and frisk allows officers to detain people they deem suspicious in high crime areas. A federal judge said the practice targets minorities, calling it demeaning and humiliating. Her ruling calls for a monitor to oversee NYPD practices and a trial program for some officers to wear cameras to record arrests, as they do in an increasing number of cities. Again, Kelly is skeptical.
When do you turn the camera on? When do you turn it off? Do you have it on when somebody comes and wants to give you confidential information?
For all the critics, Kelly points to these blunt facts. There is far less crime and less blood in his streets. In New York City, there have been more than 7,300 fewer deaths in the 11 years since Bloomberg took office than in the previous decade. That's a 50% drop.
What we're doing and what we're trying to do is save lives. Murders are down to record lows, shootings down to record lows. Things are going right here in New York, and this decision certainly has the potential of overturning it.
How naive do they think we are? Did you hear the guy they was interviewing, stop and frisk? This guy was saying, we're learning techniques to do it with a little bit, to be a little bit more courteous. How courteous can you be to just pull somebody over and start feeling all over their buttocks and nuts and digging in their pockets? Talking about they protected the community from murders and drugs. Come on, man. Who you think you're fooling? Stop and frisk, man. This law right here. And I love New York. I love New York City. But you know what? Stop and frisk's been around forever. I can think back, way back when I was growing up in the humble streets of Indianapolis, Indiana. I believe I was like 16. And we had this cop in our neighborhood. His nickname was Baldy. Any of you guys from Indianapolis, especially if you grew up on the east side, you know who Baldy was. Baldy was a neighborhood cop that harassed everybody. I mean, everybody, right? He must woke up every morning and said, you know what, I'm going to be a hard male private part today to everybody in the neighborhood. I can remember one time, man, I was 16. Had my first car, 1971 Volkswagen Rabbit, lime green. Thought it was the, had my speakers in the back. You know, back then, that's when kicker boxes first came out and all that stuff. I'm kind of dating myself. Anyway, so I'm riding around in the neighborhood. Everybody in the neighborhood knows me, knew my car. All of a sudden, here comes Baldy in this unmarked car, pulls me over. Whoop, whoop. Pulls me up. Matter of fact, he pulls me over, like, literally in front of my house, right? And he knew I lived there. I mean, like I said, he was our neighborhood cop. Yanks me out the car,
license, registration, you know the routine. Then they're going to go, didn't I chase you yesterday? Didn't I chase you yesterday? You bailed out of a stolen car. Matter of fact, whose car is this? It's my car. I just showed him the registration with my name on there. But this guy harassed me talking about he chased me the day before and chased me bailing out of a stolen car, knowing I didn't steal no car because I didn't have to steal no car because I own my own car. But this is what I'm talking about. Stop and frisk has been going on forever. It's like, well, I mean, what do they get? They just want to harass us in our neighborhoods. And so I started thinking about this, and I started doing some research. I think it's kind of like things they used to do in Nazi Germany. I almost believe that it's going to come to a point where they're almost treating us like how the Nazis were. Like, I was reading this article, and they used to have this thing called Your Papers, Please, where when you travel around Nazi Germany during World War II, you had to have papers to go from, I guess, what, country to country, I guess, or whatever. But it's happening in today's, here in the United States. Think about it. Now you hear, where's your papers when you're in the airport, when you're crossing the border, you know, what, Arizona, they came up with what the immigration law where Hispanics had to have papers to prove that they weren't here illegally. I think Alabama and Georgia passed the same law. But in the black community, we got to have license and registration to prove that we're not whatever they want to pin on us. Because every black guy's a drug dealer. You know that. Every black guy carries a gun illegally. You know, that's how they think. You know, I can just go on and on and on with stories of being harassed by the police. And then the police wonder why people in our community don't trust them. You know, I was asking my wife the other day, because I can remember in school, we used to have this guy called Officer Friendly that used to come to school. And I'm like, Officer Friendly? Really? As soon as I get out of school, you same cop that came here telling me he's Officer Friendly is going to try to harass me for something that I didn't do? You know, I mean, I could just think of my friends that have been harassed by the police. Or like, just like with me, I'm going to give you guys a perfect example. I can remember last summer, my washer was broke down. So I went to a local laundromat in Atlanta, actually in Gwinnett County, right? So I'm sitting there check this out. I'm sitting there in a company van. I have my laptop in my, you know, like up on the dash thing, like watching a movie because my clothes is washing. So I'm like, you know, they're used to me sitting inside the laundromat. A Gwinnett County police officer pulls up into the parking lot and he puts his car like right in front of my van, right? Doesn't say anything to me, just sits there for a second. Then he pulls off, right? He comes back about 3 minutes later. He comes from the other direction and he just sits in the corner of the parking lot. And I see this guy sitting there. So I'm thinking to myself, he's going to come and harass me. So I got ready. I grabbed my phone and I called my sister up in Indianapolis, had her on the phone, speaker and everything. And I said, look, I got a feeling this cop is about to harass me. So I just want to make sure you're on the phone so I can have a witness just in case something jumps off. So, like I thought, he pulled up, right? He blocked my van in. Then he gets out the car. What are you doing? Like, well, what do you mean? I'm doing laundry. Well, why are you sitting here? I'm like, I'm watching a movie. You see it on my laptop. So he was like, you got an ID on you? I'm like, no. I live right down the street, and I just ran down here to do some laundry. Is there a problem, sir? Well, I'm just checking, make sure everything's okay. You know, I just want to make sure you're not a serial killer or nothing like that. That's what this dude says to me. I was like, really? I was like, serial killer, huh? I said, well, I'm not a serial killer. I don't have an ID. But what I will do, can I get your name? Because I feel like you're harassing me, and I'm going to call your sergeant, right? So he was like, well,
I'm not saying you're doing anything. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of crime in the area, and I just want to make sure that everything's okay with you. And I'm like, really? Now I went from serial killer to a lot of crimes in the neighborhood. So I was like, I can give you my name, but I don't have any ID. So I told him my name, you know, told him Dwayne Abernathy. You know, I had nothing to hide. So I sat there for a minute. He goes to the car or whatever. While he goes to the car, I call 911. Tell them his name, the number on his vehicle. And I say, look, you have a guy here that's harassing me. Okay? They say they're going to call me back. Now, mind you, the dude took my name, went to the car, and then he never came back out. He just pulled off. Right? Like I said, BS. Stop and frisk. 15 minutes later, sergeant or whatever called me from the, you know, Gwinnett County Police Department. I tell him the situation or whatever. This is what this guy tells me. Well, we're starting this new program where we're just pretty much just like just randomly just talking to people just to make sure that we control the crime in the area or just to see if any of the citizens need anything. So we're thinking we're taking a proactive approach. Oh, if y'all guys didn't notice, that's my my impression of a cop's voice. I never said I was an impressionist. But anyway. So I told him, like, look, that's crap. You know, but you, proactive approach is being in a hot spot where you know that there's going to be some type of criminal activity going on. But just stopping random people during their day, you know, doing laundry, going to the grocery store, picking up your child from daycare center, man, that's straight up harassment. That's Nazi Germany. You know, but I'm telling my people, this is how we fight against stop and frisk. This is what we need to do. One, we have to start caring ourselves different, and we have to start protecting each other more. It's almost like if we see somebody getting stop and frisk or whatever, we need to really, like, we stop and take videos and pictures with our phones of somebody out there twerking. We need to start making a public record of these police out here harassing people in our community. Now, mind you, they are going to catch some guilty folks because there are some guilty, some people up there up to no good, okay? But the majority of our young people out here today are not up to no good, okay? So we need to put them on blast. Next thing we need to do, and it's a whole nother subject, but we do need to pull our pants up, honestly. We need to not give them a reason to harass us. And I'm not talking about we had to wear straight leg khakis or nothing like that. But my thing is, it's almost like the KKK. Think about psychology, y'all. Think for a second. The KKK, back in the days, what, the 1920s, 30s, 40s, KKK would run around rampant with their robes on and everything like that, right? Well, you know, they started, federal government started coming in, they started getting in trouble for being members of the KKK. So what did they do? Like we always say, we say it in hip-hop all the time, the new uniform for the KKK is the suit and tie. We got to do the same thing, people. Quit giving them ammunition. We don't need to be on TV crying and whining about stop and frisk. They can't stop and frisk if we shut it down. They're not stopping and frisking nowhere else, you know. When the last time they stopped and frisked up in, well, let me take that back, 90210 up in California. Yeah, if you some brothers in a fancy car. But like in Atlanta, they ain't stopping and frisking none of them young kids walking around in Buckhead. Come on, let's get it together, y'all. So let's use our knowledge energy against the crooked laws that's on the book. Like stop and frisk. It's not even law. It's a tactic. It's a tactic to kind of like pretty much just harass us, let us know. Almost like they say, putting you in your place. That's all it is. So let's do our best to control them thinking they're putting us in our place. All right. That's my spiel on stop and frisk. You're listening to JobsRadio.com. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. This is Moving Forward.
So what we're going to do, we're going to move forward with another one of my favorite songs for 2013. You know, no random, no certain order, nothing. It's these songs that I just, like I told you, I travel a lot and I rock these songs. These are the songs that's on my MP3 player, not my iPod. I'm anti-Apple. Another subject, another story, another day. Anyway, we'll get into another one of my songs, and we still have two more stories to talk about. Okay? It's your man, Dwayne. I'll see you guys in a minute. Enjoy another one of my favorite songs of 2013.
Stepping on my game. You gotta start paying me for this. Can't get no more free, Randy.
Got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lot. Up there, never mind what I got. Don't watch that, cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real. Came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real.
Never mind, you should think the same. Shades on, pink and ring. Dog and divorce, I need quarantine in the same league. We don't bow the same. Oh, she want all the fame. I hear that shit all the time. Since you love me, I said, baby girl, fall in line. Okay, made a million off a dental fork. Watch me switch it up. Walked in, ill alert, ill. Alert. You need that work, I got that work. Got this gift in my condo. Just bought a shirt that comes from Mercedes Benz car. No, from the 8 to Toronto, we let the metal go off. And my then make the metal detector go off. This that sauce, this that dressing. She thought she, God bless you. If having a bad, it was a crime, I'd be arrested.
Got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lot. Up there, never mind what I got. Don't watch that, cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real. Came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real. I touched down in 86. Knew I was a man by the age of 6. I even f***ing girl that used to babysit, but that was years later on some crazy shit. I heard your new ish. I get paid it in. Damon Wayans told me don't play that ish. I get paid a lot, you get paid a bit. And my latest shit's like a greatest hit. Ain't no wishing over on this side. Y'all f*** with us and we'll f*** with y'all. It's no different over on this side. Should I listen to everybody or myself? Cause myself just told myself, you the motherfucker, man, you don't need no help. Cash and checks, and I'm bigging up my chest. Y'all keep talking about who next, but I'm about as big as it gets. I swear y'all just wasting y'all breath. I'm the light skin, keep sweating. I'ma make it last forever. It's not your time, cause I ain't done yet. Look, just understand that I'm on a roll like Cottonelle. I was made for all of this. And I'm on a roll, box office sales, getting paid for all of this. Ask you to please excuse my table manners. I was making room for the table dancers. Simply judging off your advance, and I just got paid like 80 bands. Got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lot. Up there, never mind what I got. Don't watch that, cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me for real. Came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me.
Shut up. I got way too much on my mental. I learned from what I've been through. I'm finna do what I didn't do and still waking up like the rest do. Not complicated, it's simple. I got sexy ladies, a whole pizzful. And to them all, I'm everything. Everything but gentle, but I still take my time. Man, I guess I'm just old-fashioned. Wearing retro, that's old-fashioned. See what I'm saying? No closed caption. I paint pics. See this ish good. Need to hit, keep a bra on the flow. Year round like season ticks. I plead the fifth, drink a fifth, load a nine, leave split, in a half, smoke a half, need a zip. My new girl's on Glee and ish. Probably making more money than me and ish. I swear to God, I got 99 problems, but a day one. I got 99 problems, getting rich ain't one. Like I got trust issues, I'm so sorry for the people I pushed out. I'm the type to have a bulletproof menage and still got a... But that's just me, and I ain't perfect. I ain't a saint, but I am worth it. If it's one thing, I am worth it. Pain, but it ain't worth oh me, oh my. I think I done fucked too many women from the 305. For the end of this year, I'll do King of Diamonds 3 more times. Smoking on that kush all in our section like it's legalized, girl. You can't always say yo.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listening to Moving Forward here on GeyserRadio.com. And tonight, December 29th, 2013, this is actually our live scheduled show for 2013. And so I'm going through five stories that went down in 2013 that pretty much affected our community, that shows that we have to continue to move forward even more. We need to get more people involved. And just for the record, to let all you guys know, there is no such thing as a black leader. There is no one black leader that's going to bring us to the promised land. We are all leaders. We are all black leaders. You never hear anyone say, bring me to your Hispanic Mexican leader or your white leader or your Italian leader. No. Why us as black people got to have a leader? Like an alien, take me to your leader. No, we're all leaders. You know, I know in the streets, in the game, everybody want to be a boss. I'm a boss. He's a boss. Even chicks these days, I'm a boss. But let's be some boss and start taking control of our neighborhoods, because there's no reason why these five stories that I'm talking about got as much airplay as they did in 2013. Which moves to this next story. It's like the dumbest story out there that we can ever do in the history of my people. And that's this knockout game. But the bad part about it is, the knockout game is not even something new. This is even something old. But the publicity, the media want to hype up something, and they want to target us as black people. But I'm going to play this clip, and I want you guys to hear what they have to say about us in our community. This is what they're pushing on their networks to show and paint the picture of what they want us to, how they want to look at us, so they can rationalize in their minds why they can make laws like stop and frisk and things like that. So listen to what they have to say about us with this knockout game. This is my number two story of 2013 that shows that we had to get our ish together.
Our game involves groups of young men targeting random strangers on the street. Now, in most cases, one of the teens decides to attack a passerby, usually with a punch, and to show that he can knock down the victim with ease. Now, New York authorities are now saying that a recent series of attacks seems to be targeting Jewish residents specifically, and they're considering prosecuting the assaults as hate crimes. And while the so-called game has caused severe injuries and deaths in some cities, the young men involved reportedly just do it, quote, for the fun of it. Pretty sick, pretty disturbing. Here with reaction, former NYPD Detective Bo Dito, criminal defense attorney Remy Spencer. Years ago in Times Square, correct me, Bo, if I'm wrong, they were literally, the gangs were initiating people by going up to strangers and slicing their faces, right?
That was the Bloods and the Crips were involved with that. Also, there was, if you had to go shoot somebody. But this thing, again, It's being suppressed by the news media. The liberal news media doesn't want to say exactly what it is. It's gangs of black youths attacking whites. It's called polar bear hunting. It's called Jews being targeted. And that's exactly what it is.
You think it's race and religion? I'm asking.
Absolutely. It's a race-based thing. It's the black youths against a white individual. Not even just a man. It's against women, defenseless people. And they hit them in the face and they try to knock them out. People have been killed. My problem is they got to take this crime and they got to categorize it the way it's supposed to be categorized.
And you're saying it's a racial,
absolutely,
religious hate crime. And by the way, they're doing this and then they videotape it and they're even putting
it
online.
It's black on white crime. That's racist.
I agree. I agree with Bo completely. You know, I'm embarrassed to say that I was not familiar with knockout game as a term. Obviously, we remember the gang initiations you were talking about, the stupid, mindless crime. But this is groups of primarily African-American young men who are targeting an individual based on the color of their skin, primarily white people, females, as Bo said, or as it was reported today in New York, Jewish people. And the goal, the point of the game, is to knock somebody down with one punch.
Yeah.
People have been killed. They will be prosecuted.
So they're giving it their best shot. And by the way, for those that may say, well, how are they targeting Jews? There are a lot of Orthodox people in New York.
But defenseless, also the females, white females, white males are being attacked by black gangs. Let's say it like it is. People want to clear it up. There's no clearing it up. That's something that
you're saying it's underreported. You're saying we're not hearing what the real story is.
I agree. I agree with that because I think people in today's society are too politically correct and afraid to talk about violence from black people on white people. But if you reverse it, We look at the George Zimmerman trial. That got national attention, not just because a young man died, but because of the race issue. I think media outlets are afraid of reporting this kind of crime.
People have to protect themselves. The news media should let people know this is going on. You see a gang of young blacks coming out. Here we go, right? The stereotypes, all the anti-racial stuff comes out. You see a gang of kids walking by. Be careful. Put your guard up. Let people
and
know
we
you're
are
attacking. You're saying that they're targeting people that...
For the color of their
skin. Are they hitting children, too, as well as women?
And men.
And you know what? We're not speculating here. We're not guessing. They're posting these things on Facebook, on Twitter, and on YouTube. In one that I reviewed before coming on your show tonight, one of the black astute young men who did this, his caption was, "That white girl bleed a lot." There has been a book published with that title talking about this kind of knockout game. So we know that the evidence is there, and it's up to law enforcement to prosecute them for this serious crime.
Remember when we had the chain snatchers and all that? What I'm afraid of, this thing's getting its own life. Everybody thinks it's, quote, a game and it's cool, and they post it on the Internet. You know what? People have to know what's going on. The police department have to categorize it as what it is.
Oh.
It's attacks by young black youths against a Caucasian.
We have the ability to trace where everyone...
I can't take it. I had to cut them off. Said I'm talking about my people. But guess, the thing is, I can't blame them because we give them the ammo to shoot at us. Because I've seen some articles, you know, there are some white kids out there doing it too. It's happened over in England. Some of the Jewish people in New York that got knocked out weren't even knocked out by black people, but I want to make sure I got my story right, so I started looking, and I saw videos, and all the videos, unfortunately, was our people. It got me so pissed off that I was like, you know what? If that was my daughter, or wife, or mother, or sister, or any female that I know you run up in, this is a time that I do believe in gun control, and you should definitely, you, I think you should catch a hot one. I have no sympathy for the people out there participating in stop and frisk. But I'm not trying to say that I want to match violence with violence, but this is what I'm saying. I cannot blame these people in the media talking about black gangs and this and that, because we're giving them ammo to use against us. How many people do you know in warfare? Think about warfare. How many people in warfare do you think they go up to their enemy and give them the ammo to shoot at them? Only we do that. We're giving them the ammo to shoot at us so they can make stuff like stop and frisk. You know what I'm saying? They can get all on TV and try to push laws and everything to lock us up, to have us walk around in a country that we built, and we got to walk around papers. Let's get it together, man. I'm done with the knockout game. I'm not giving it no more of my time. Just get it together.
I worked and worked till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get?
I need a little reverb.
A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me?
Let's do this for these babies. Mercedes, trucks, up, houses on acres. Blakey balling on HD. Y'all need to step up your AV. Life changed again, I was already taking off. My flight changed again, flight change wins. It's barely 12 noon and my wife changed again. Baby need pampers. Daddy need at least 3 weeks in the Hamptons. Please don't judge me. Only hug the block, I thought my daddy didn't love me. My baby getting chubby. Cue that Stevie Wonder music, oh, isn't she lovely? Now I'm staring at her, praying that things don't get ugly. And I'm stuck in that old cycle, like wife, please hug me. Oh, joint custody. I need a joint right now, just to sort of loan folks with me. High on life. I could die from the fall, imagine if I hit the floor. Apologies in order, the blue ivy, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Dearest.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
I dream filthy, my mom and pops mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off. And I know I'm not perfect, baby. I've been through so much trauma, gonna be hard to reverse it with some doctors and some nurses, maybe. Teach me how to treat a lady, open doors on the ladies. This relationship, this just complicated. All I know is we ain't speaking every day, I'm fucking hated, and I don't wanna duplicate it. I'm missing my mom and pops, I'll be jumping motherfuckers crazy, and I got that fucking blood in me. I got his ego in his temple, all that's missing is the drugs and the high on life. I could die from the fall, imagine if I hit the floor, apologies in order. Blue Ivy, my daughter, if it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Dearest.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
What's up? What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YazzerRadio.com. All right. Tonight, if you're just logging in, this is our 2013, our last scheduled 2013 show. And we're talking about these five stories or that was in the news this year or incidents that went on in our community that shows that how we need to get our ish together. I'm going to go through them real quick because I've been through four. I only have one more to go. Have like 16 minutes left in the game. I mean, in the show. I said in the game. The first one was pretty much how there's a double standard in law. You know, I talked about the 16-year-old in Texas. Got away DUI, killing four people. The number four story I talked about was the violence in Chicago, but I pretty much talked about all the violence in 15 of the major cities in this country, and I asked for those cities to match their murders in 2014 and send me a list of their accomplishments. The number three story was stop and frisk. Pretty much, you know, this is pretty much police harassing us in our community. All right. The number two, well, like I said, was the dumbest of the dumb, and that's the knockout game. And that one right there, like I said, that we're just giving them ammo to work against us. All right. But I have a few minutes left. So before I get into the last story of the year that hit the news hard, I want to talk about some other things, some of the other, like, five top radio shows that you should listen to for our community. I told you guys earlier about Charles Butler's show, which is on GCN from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Another show to listen to is the Sidney Woods show out of Atlanta. He's on WAOK, and his show was from 10 a.m. to 1 daily Eastern Standard Time. Another show, a brother of his, well, they're not brothers, but, you know, they're on the same station, the Derek Bozeman show here in Atlanta from 4 to 7 on WAOK. Another show is on XM Radio, which is the Joe Madison show. And Joe Madison is on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. of Eastern Standard Time. And then also, this is one of my favorite guys, is Rob Redding's show. And he broadcasts, I believe, from 4 to 7. And he's also on GCN Live. Or you can just go to readynewsreview.com or just Google it. But the reason why I'm telling you guys about these five radio shows, because these five brothers here work hard every day to get the word out to our community. And hopefully my inspiration, I'm inspired to someday have my show Moving Forward be on the level of these five guys here. But we at a point now where there is no excuse for us not to have the information. It's because we have the internet. We have all these social networks and internet and smartphones and tablets where we can put all the buffoonery online, then we can use the internet to, you know, tap into the knowledge out there, the fuel that we need to continue to move forward. Okay? All right. As you can see tonight, I didn't get into all the, you know, I was going to talk about some of the movies for 2013 too before I tell you my last. These movies, The Butler, okay, we had The Butler. I didn't want to see The Butler, didn't see The Butler. We had Winnie this year with Jennifer Hudson and Terrence Howard, you know, Winnie Mandela story. That's a good movie to check out. We had 42, the Jackie Robinson story. Check him out. What's another movie from 2013? We had Baggage Claim with, what's your boy name?
I can't think of his name now. Paula Patton and Taye Diggs. We had Best Man Holiday, which is part 2. I haven't seen that yet, but I heard it's a pretty good movie. Please support these black movies. This is a movie everybody needs to see. It's Fruitvale Station. It's about the young man who was killed in the Oakland train station by the police. Back again to stop a frisk. This is a movie we need to see. Blue Caprice came out this year. Another black movie. It's about, you know, the D.C. snipers. Mother of George. It's a movie that came out. It actually got a B rating. Mandela. It's coming out with Idris Elba. Actually got a B. And rest in peace, Nelson Mandela. Another movie called Love, L-U-V, with Common. I haven't seen this movie yet, but I heard it's pretty good. It actually got a B rating. It's on Netflix, too. Another movie called Go For It, Sisters. It's got a B-, good rating. People's comedy movie with your girl, with her beautiful self, Kerry Washington. And, of course, my man from In Living Color from back in the day. What's his name? I can't think of his name now. David Alan Greer. Haven't seen it yet. I'm going to check it out. I know it's on Netflix. Let's see what else we got here that came out 2013. The Call, Halle Berry. Don't want to see that. I heard this movie was horrible. After Earth with Will Smith. I actually got a C rating, though. This movie here got an A+. 12 Years a Slave. So for plenty of Oscars and all that good stuff. Haven't seen it yet. I'm kind of waiting for Django Part 2. And The Butler, it got a B. Haven't seen The Butler. Don't plan on seeing The Butler. Well, that's the list of some of the hot of African-American movies that came out in 2013, but we need to move on because we're almost out of time. I still have 2 of my songs to go, but let's get into the number one story. It rocked our community. I call this one here OJ Revenge, and we all know what it is, the George Zimmerman case. Trayvon Martin, young brother, lost his life. We all know the story. Went over and over again. So I'm not going to go down the story because we all know the tragic story. Okay? So let's get into my number one story that went on this year in our community. It lets us know we need to get our ish together. George Zimmerman, the devil.
And I will remind everybody in the courtroom that there's to be no outbursts upon the reading of the verdict or afterwards. Please be seated. Members of the jury, have you reached a verdict? Would you please hold the verdict form and hand it to Deputy Jarvis? Okay, if you'll please publish the verdict. In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty. So say we all, 4-person. If either side want to poll the jury.
Not guilty. When I first heard this story, I just knew it was what they call a slam dunk case. Come on. 911 tape. Dude told, I'm not even going to go through. You heard it. 911 tape. He told not to get out the car.
there's been so many theories of what went on with this case. But when I heard not guilty, and I heard an echo, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, that let me know that we definitely have to wake up. Our community, we really have to wake up. The first story that I talked about, to this story here, shows that the justice system is not in place for us. It's not in place for us. We need to learn. We need to learn all the laws we can. We need to work hard and get educated and get our politicians that we support in place so we could change some of these laws. And it's not the thing about it is I'm a true believer that it's not a lost cause for us. You know, we can make it happen. You know. But this is ridiculous. Like, and then the stand your ground law, it's the thing is, the stand your ground law only works for people who are not us. Here's two other stories. In Florida, everybody heard the Marissa Alexander story. I think she's doing like 20 years in prison. But there's a story of a young brother by the name of Michael Giles that I ran across yesterday. Someone said to me he's doing 25 years for stand your ground. This is all in Florida, but even in the state that I live in, Georgia, they have stand your ground law. But I know I've heard of stories in Georgia where somebody from our community shot and killed somebody, or even didn't even shoot and kill nobody. It ended up in jail. And like those two cases that I just told you about in Florida, both of those cases, they didn't shoot and kill anybody. Melissa Alexander or Michael Giles, she shot her gun. They talking about she get the mandatory minimum of 10 years plus. Michael Giles, he did shoot somebody, but mandatory sentence. That's why we really have to learn our laws and support black attorneys. And our kids, trust me, I'm a product of hip-hop. I love hip-hop. We don't need any more rappers. We don't need any more athletes. We need more lawyers. We need more educators. And as a matter of fact, you want to learn more about, and I have no affiliation with none of these people, but check out blacklawyers.net. It's a national law group of lawyers from our community, okay? We also need to, just like having car insurance, we need to get a lawyer or retainer, a lawyer who's going to work with our community, though. We need to get some type of lawyer or retainer because we need to know our laws, because once we get into the legal system, we get railroaded. You know, we don't get no stand your ground rules against us. We don't get to do what George Zimmerman did, run around and go kill somebody. You know, young brother loses his life. But there's more and more stories like this is going on in our country, and that's why this made number one on my list, because that shows that we have to really get our ish together. Okay? So, 2013 is coming to a close in a couple of days. 2014 is going to be here. Let's move forward, people. Let's move forward. I'm going to close out the show. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. We may or may not do a New Year's Eve show. If we do, we'll do a blast. If not, I will see you guys later on in the week. It looked like my schedule might change. I was scheduled to do the shows only on Sundays, but it looked like I might do more shows during the week. We've already had requests for me to do more shows. But anyway, thank you guys so much for spending your time with me tonight. I'm going to play my last two favorite songs of 2013. One of them is Miguel, How Many Drinks? And another one is Brother, I don't know if he's from Africa or not, but I know he's from overseas. Matter of fact, I had to look at the lyric sheet to understand the words that he was saying. I ran across you know, this song here, listening to some of my favorite internet radio shows and everything. This song is by an artist by the name of Strame Formidabi. That's the name of the song. But anyway, I'm going to play my two songs as I close out the show, but just remember, people, these five things that I went over tonight, let's make a change in 2014. Those 15 cities that I talked about that have a high murder rate, let's counter that. Let's get some of our students in college and graduate some students, okay? So this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, for YazzaRadio.com. I'm out. And like I always tell you every night, knowledge is not power. The use of power is knowledge. See you guys later on the week. God bless. Love you. I'm sorry. I got to come back. I got to say my saying right. Look, this is the thing about live radio. I can go back and fix whatever. So my slogan, like I said, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Be safe for New Year's Eve. I'm out. Enjoy my last two songs of 2013. See you guys soon. God bless.
Formidable. Oh, bébé. Oups, mademoiselle, je vais pas vous draguer. Promis, juré, je suis célibataire. Depuis hier, putain, je peux pas faire d'enfant et bon, c'est pas... Hé, hey, reviens, 5 minutes, quoi. Je t'ai pas insulté, je suis poli, courtois et un peu fort bourré. Mais pour les mecs comme moi, vous avez autre chose à faire. Hein. Vous m'auriez vu hier, j'étais formidable. Formidable. J'étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Oh, tu t'es regardé, tu te crois beau parce que tu t'es marié. Mais c'est qu'un anneau, mec, t'emballe pas. Elle va te larguer comme elles le font chaque fois. Et puis l'autre fille, tu lui en as parlé. Si tu veux, je lui dis, comme ça c'est réglé. Et au psy aussi, enfin si vous en avez. Attends 3 ans, 7 ans et là vous verrez si c'est formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
Ça va, travail?
Ça va.
T'es un peu fatigué ou quoi?
Ouais.
Je suis un grand fan. Hein.
Merci beaucoup.
Je tenais à te le dire. T'as eu une soirée agitée ou quoi?
Un peu, ouais.
Ouais, t'es déglingué.
Déglingué, ouais, un peu quand même, ouais. J'ai besoin de...
Ouais.
Ouais, ouais.
Tu veux qu'on te dépose chez toi?
Non, ça va, ça ira, ça ira.
Ok, ça va.
Ça va?
Allez, courage. Hein.
Hé, hey, petit! Oh, pardon, petit. Tu sais, dans la vie, y'a ni méchant ni gentil. Si maman est chiante, c'est qu'elle a peur d'être mamie. Si papa trompe maman, c'est parce que maman vieillit, tiens. Pourquoi t'es tout rouge? Bah, reviens, gamin. Et qu'est-ce que vous avez tous à me regarder comme un singe, vous? Ah oui, vous êtes sage, vous. Bon, de ma caractère, donnez-moi un bébé sage. Il sera formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com. Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy, the host of Moving Forward on YizerRadio.com. Check me out every Sunday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.